I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Authorities say a Colorado Springs police officer was injured when a woman suspected of driving under the influence struck his cruiser with a truck. Police say 22-year-old Whitney Huskin hit the cruiser early Sunday while driving eastbound into a city intersection. The cruiser was traveling northbound when it was hit. The officer was treated for minor injuries. Huskin was taken into custody on suspicion of driving under the influence. Among balancing the budget and finding money for transportation projects, lawmakers will decide if creating a passenger rail line along Colorado's Front Range from southern Colorado to Fort Collins is worth a look. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Supporters of Senate Bill 153 say it would help ease congestion and connect rural and urban areas. It would expand a commission that was originally designed to preserve the existing Amtrak Southwest Chief Rail Line in southern Colorado. Republican sponsor Senator Larry Crowder of Alamosa says now that the Southwest Chief is stable, it makes sense to expand the mandate.
You know, you're looking at the transportation issues on I-25, and if you're looking at doubling the population, you know, how many more lanes are you going to add?
He says Front Range Rail would especially benefit the elderly and veterans. If the proposal passes, a group will study whether the idea is feasible. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.